808s and Cold Takes. Three dudes and three shit opinions.
Hello, good people.
I challenge you to a dance-off.
Hands oh, yeah.
Trash talk, no back walks.
Fucking do this,
man. Black talk, just me.
MC Mackle in the building, man.
Welcome. No welcome, ladies calls, and gentlemen.
No tag teams, no mascots. Right now,
welcome back.
This is Idris Elba, by the way.
Get down the floor. Get down the floor. Get down the floor. Do it. Come on and get down the
floor. God damn it, she can handle it. She talking my dick. I'm feeling a little bit inadequate. Your grandpa, I got a cock like a ham hock.
What
hella
the
old, hella long, looking
this?
Like Matlock. Damn, dog, I don't even want to have a standoff.
He
drunk, talking about he about to take his pants off.
Oh, that fucking song.
Yeah.
I can ride your rabbit in my office space. If you watch my face, looks like I'm concentrated or I'm
constipated
when I walk this way.
I challenge you to a dance-off. Hands off, no trash talk, no back walk. On the black
do you like this? Okay, we're done with that
shit. Idris to scream at my ear.
Holy God. Okay. This album came out a minute ago, but it was too good to not tackle it.
Oh, it's way too good.
Benny Boy, Mackie Moore, Cracker Jack, king of mixed race.
Is he mixed?
I don't know.
I think he's just white.
Damn it. King of crackers.
Is he mixed race?
I don't know, but I'm going to play the heist now. Get ready.
He looks like the whitest dude.
Mom,
I've ever
I touched
seen.
The net.
Let's get some of that white walls, yeah.
White walls is kind of fire. Where's the white walls?
And I stepped outside, and I was like, my,
oh,
I
yeah.
want to be free.
I wanna what's up, bitches?
What's up, bitches?
Whip your pussy out. I used to play this song hella in 2012.
M-I-C-A-D-I-L-L-A-C, bitch. Can't see me through my tents. I'm rider.
Okay, we gotta get to this album. Macklemore, if you didn't catch on, dropped his 12 billionth album. One, two,
fifth. And I think Versus was an EP, I think. But any OG Macklemore fans would know.
Five.
Oh god.
Five albums.
Versus actually, to be fair, it's pretty cool. From
oh,
what
the
I remember,
Versus EP? Oh, that's my favorite Macklemore project to this day.
Yeah, it was a fuck time, like long ass time ago.
Yeah, like fucking 2010, 2011 type shit.
Yeah.
Really?
We were pretty
You cool. like it more than The Heist?
Oh, yeah.
Go to hell, Carlos.
The heist has aged so bad.
I agree wholeheartedly with you on that one.
The heist, like, here's the thing. Like, all right, I'm not going to act like I'm some, like, oh, yeah, I'm just the biggest old. Like, yeah, no shit. Like, when I was, like, 11 or 12, yeah, when...
It was hard as fuck.
When corny-ass thrift shop and fucking...
the first time I heard Can't Hold Us... Dude, I thought I was going to be, like, a... I thought I was going to amount to something when I heard Can't Hold Us for the first time.
Dude, Can't Hold Us was this. That song aged pretty well.
No, it didn't.
Really?
I don't like that song very much.
I like that song.
Every time I hear that song, I think of football games and like football players.
Gets the people going.
That's every football player's like hype song that doesn't listen to hip hop. And they're usually white.
Fair.
Like, I had a dude that I played football with.
People that listen to Macklemore in general don't listen to hip hop, bro. It's like people that listen to NF. Or Logic, unfortunately.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
I don't agree with Logic, low-key. Low-key, okay.
Logic had hip-hop fans
people
until
need to,
he
people
did
need
the
to,
fucking 1-800
I
shit.
Think he got him back, though.
Dude.
Them last couple albums, I feel like he's kind of earning his credit back a little bit, at least in the underground.
It's still going to take a while because a lot of old heads dropped out on him because he basically said,
I'm Wu-Tang.
Fuck hip-hop, you know, like, I'm trying to move to the pop shit. I think that really did fuck with, like, his old head credibility.
Guys, let's talk about Ben.
Yeah.
Logic, Macklemore's album, Ben. I don't really know how to tackle this or where we should start.
I cannot go first. I'm
Max.
Gonna, no bad day!
You're going to have to attack the whites.
Yeah, listen, guys. I know your cracker god dropped. This might be some of the most comical music I've listened to in a long time.
So funny.
One of the funnest listening experiences I've ever had just on what the fuckery.
I was doing dishes.
I was playing Lego Star Wars. I was 100%ing Lego Star Wars as I listened to this album.
Oh, God.
But listen, guys. What the fuck? Why is the Tones and I on this?
Why not, Max?
why is DJ Premier on this?
I wanted to love
why
that song.
Why is Enelie Choppa
I
on
really
this?
Wanted to love that song.
Why is... Well, then he started talking. Why Bore is on this.
He started talking.
He started rapping.
What is... I think we should just tackle this together. I don't think I should go in this alone. I want to know...
We got your back, Max.
Well, guys, let's start with the positives.
There are no positives.
Oh, my God. Brayden, let's start with the positives. I know for a fact me and Brayden both guilty pleasure liked No Bad Days.
Correct.
I think that song was very...
Can we roll that song?
Very Lego Movie song.
Yes.
That's like my Kid Cudi song.
It's just fun. That song's just a fun...
Yeah, this is what I thought the whole album was going to be.
Well, yeah. It started off like that. I'm ready, 1989.
Time to show off. And then I'm So Warhol. that was funny. 1984. Okay, listen.
No.
Listen, guys.
No.
I'm
not with you.
No, anymore. Listen. I listened to the album, okay? And I heard that song and I was like, okay, that was catchy, I guess. Like, the first three songs, Chant wasn't good. And I don't necessarily think any of them were good, but those three songs were the most tolerable for me. And I thought 1984 wasn't horrible. Because it just sounds like the song I just heard.
Dude, I forgot about that. It literally steals the melody from Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. Did you notice that?
Fuck Florence and the Machine. We got Macklemore.
You're right. Fuck Florence and the Machine. Anyways.
I fuck with
waiting
this. Word, Macklemore. I didn't think it was like horrible.
Bro,
I don't know.
Horrible singing.
But like, I'm not saying it's good. But like, you're telling me there's five other songs on this album you'd rather listen to?
Probably.
Kill yourself, dude.
You're lying.
You would lie on my show in my house. You would lie on our show in my house.
Oh, that's horrible.
Not bad. I thought this was Ed Sheeran on Maniac. It sounds like he couldn't get Ed Sheeran, so he decided to...
The way it started, this I was like, oh, okay, so it's just going to be like the last album, because the last album was just a pop album.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking. We need to get to the hip-hop.
Ever since he got rid of Ryan Lewis, he's just been...
He's a pop artist.
He's a pop artist.
I'm going to say, before we get too far in this, I think Macklemore is a great guy. I really like Macklemore.
Sweet guy.
He's funny as fuck. And he's a family man. He's a great guy. I have a lot of respect for him. But
yeah, despite the shit we talk, yeah, it's never an attack on them personally.
Yeah. Anyway, what the fuck was this, dude?
DJ Premier song.
On this. Oh no, this ain't the DJ Premier song.
I cannot wait to talk about that.
That DJ Premier beat was kind of nasty.
I know.
That's not a DJ Premier beat.
No.
No, he basically gave him a half feature because he knew this shit was going to go downhill.
No shot.
From what I've heard, yeah, that's not a DJ Premier beat. He just did the scratches. Hold on, let me look before I... Let me see if that's not true. Just to be extra sure. Back in
the
days
at the Boulevard on Broadway before the first, I don't know what the fuck he was doing on that.
The first line, when I grew up, criminals were my heroes.
Oh my God.
So,
it was always fuck cops in the borough.
No, Heroes was produced by a guy named Budo.
Interesting.
Damn, man. DJ Premier. What are
I
you doing, man?
I cannot wait to rip into that track.
Okay, dude. And then what was the other one?
The other hip hop, like, was Grime.
Grime?
Where he was just, like, on his hip hop.
What was the one where he was talking about? Is this the one where he was talking about how people are like... Well, I'm an alley cat. This is the one you're talking about, like, crime and shit.
No, that's...
Is that on the DJ Premier one? Yeah.
I think it's all crime. Just on the DJ Premier one.
The minute he said, "Let me teach you a thing, young blood," I legit...
Oh, yeah, he said
I
that
turned
too.
That shit off quick. This. Oh, man.
Soul food. Why are we talking
Zooey
about
Mama, bro. Why is Enelie Choppa on here? I Need was fucking
sick. Dude, that was funny too. Bag of good weed.
Need an 80-inch screen. That's a big
TV. I need Addies. I need shoes. Shoes. All 23.
There's a song where he talks about, like, Social Media Equals Bad, like song, yeah, song like that on here. I should have took notes. I'm pissed. I should have took notes because I would have had a lot more to say. But
I don't know. Like the was it Tears where he's talking about the dead people or something? One of these songs was actually like pretty fucking sad.
Tears, I think, is the one where he talks about from the perspective of the cigarette or whatever.
Yeah. Or the alcohol. The alcohol song. This was his swimming pools.
You'd always post didn't you say dare on the group chat he was trying to fuck the bottle or something?
Yeah, bro. Dare I say that Macklemore bested Kendrick Lamar again?
On what?
On that song about alcohol.
Bro.
Bro, he did that Hobo Johnson-ass song too. Was that Lost?
I wonder what celebrities will I like that beat R.I.P. a lot. When it's announced that I'm dead on
TMZ, bury me. So that's a Kanye bar, bro. I don't know. Like,
I like that beat.
Yeah, it was cool.
The production, honestly, the production as a whole didn't have too much of a problem with it.
No,
it's all Macklemore.
Oh my god, he has a music video. DJ Premier was in the video with him.
Oh yeah. Do you know what's funny? My coworker at the radio station, she came up to me and was like, "Dude, this is before the album dropped." She was like, "Dude, Macklemore is coming out a new album," and like. Because she was like, "You like hip hop, right?"
so artists like Macklemore on your radar.
she showed me the music video. She's like, "DJ," like, because she knew I knew. She knows I know my like. I knew like old school hip hop. So she's like, "Look, DJ Premier, like that's cool, right? Oh, well, like this shit's so good." And like I didn't really hear it, so I was just kind of like, "Yeah, you know, cool. Like I'll check it out. Like for real. Like when I get to sit down with it." And then I did, and I haven't spoken to that coworker.
oh my JK. God, bro!
But it was funny though. She was like, she already got tickets to the show and shit, and I was like, that's great.
I want to go.
To be fair, if it were cheaper, I would go to that, but I'm not paying $100 for it. Man, it's just like,
are we at that age where we need to understand that Macklemore was always this corny? As revolutionary, I guess, as Thrift Shop was.
That's true.
He's been doing this since 2012. We were just younger.
We were little.
Yeah,
we were little kids.
You know, it's just, at least Thrift Shop was good. Well,
it was actually funny.
Yeah, like, at least, like, he played into the humor, you know, like, and the beat, like, at the time, it wasn't, like, shit balls.
One thing I really liked about, as a child, really liked about The Heist, Jesus Christ, that really won Rap Album of the Year.
Yep. Yeah.
God damn, bro.
I mean, really, there wasn't. It kinda, from what I remember, it was like what Drake
and Yeezus. Is Yeezus?
God, was Yeezus
it was
too?
Drake. It
Fuck
was
that
Kendrick
album.
Lamar.
Yeezus should get last place any day.
Kill yourself, dude.
Anyways,
but
good
what
kid
I,
Matt said he should.
What I liked about that album was like it just felt like a story of my life type of album. Like all the songs were about like certain experiences and memories in his life. And I really liked it because even songs like let's go there. Real
I really
quick.
Like the one with Absol, Jimmy Iovine. I used to play that a lot as a kid.
Oh yeah, you should be embarrassed. I'm sorry.
And maybe this is another one of those like pump up kids that don't listen to hip hop sports pump up song. But Wings, I always thought was super cool.
Wings was a cool song. Gold was a cool song.
Ooh.
Dude, are you stupid?
I don't like gold. Everything is gold. Everything is equal.
I don't remember how the song went, actually. I can't lie.
Hey, we're feeling like gold. 100,000 souls. Slick Rick, bro. Rope on helicopter. Slick
Rick, gold. No, I'm thinking of 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
That song was, at the time, especially as an opener, bro.
Yeah.
First time I heard this album and this came out, I was like, I love hip hop.
Fucking hate you, man.
When Harry Potter walks into the tent, he's like, "I love magic."
Yeah.
I fucking hate.
No, but what's the song? What's the song that had the? It was like the bass. My oh my, is that the baseball song? Yeah. 7:10 a.m.
No KJR. Bro, do you remember Castle? That song is fucking hilarious. That Castle's like one of the corniest rap songs, pop songs I've ever heard.
I don't think I ever listened to the Deluxe Edition.
Oh god, you wish you had headphones on right now, bro. Oh my god, that really won. That is insane.
White people, bro.
Does that mean Schoolboy Q has a Grammy?
Technically.
Buffalo but of
Madonna
course,
has a Grammy. Whoever the fuck that is.
I don't know, dude. Like, come on, let's go. In the time, this song was badass.
I still like that song.
Can't Hold Us.
I still like
it. I don't know if I still like it or not, but if this came on at the function, I'd be embarrassed if I was jumping. Return
to the Mac. Well, okay, fair. I would. That's fair. Cause
that's a good way to look at it. Because
who ain't playing this at the function other than Mormons, you know? Nothing, I didn't mean that derogatory. It's
fuck
just
the
like,
LDS church from Braden.
I don't mean that complete derogatory. It's just like on a corny level, on a corny.
Like, if this came up at Club 90s it's, and shit, I feel like I'd feel better. You it's know? Giving. If I had like about four shots in me, I'd
I don't
be
know,
great.
Dude. It's seriously giving like steak dance. But it was like, oh, the, yeah. It was, this was like the now. Evil, the evil twin brother was Thrift Shop, because Thrift Shop cursed, and Can't Hold Us didn't. So as a kid, we were allowed to listen to Can't Hold Us, but not Thrift Shop. And I don't think I've actually ever listened to the song in full, explicitly. But I never liked the song, I can't lie. You have shit to say?
No, because what else is there to say? Like, it's just nostalgic. Like, Same Love also. Oh, I mentioned God. This in the Kendrick review.
I can play this song on the piano.
We all know Macklemore has good intentions no matter what he does, even with that white privilege series he did.
Oh my God.
That's that one that we like to forget about as well. But he just always falls so flat. And I think the success of Same Love really thought he was, or it made him think that he was going to like, he was going to be like the fucking white savior of like.
Dare I say Logic had the exact same situation.
Yeah.
With 1-800.
True.
Oh shit. Damn.
Because this song was a hit. I mean, it was everywhere. But
it's a cool song. It's a nice message.
Looking back at it now, it's like,
it's a little on the nose.
When I was in the
grade, I thought that I was gay. It's just like, although, yeah, it's a good overall message. It's just, it's a song that plays it very safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like Downtown?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
I like this song.
Carlos, I hope you burn in all the layers of hell which Dante speaks about.
Oh, I'm waiting for that, man.
Because this song is a fucking, if Macklemore made a whole album, dude, if Macklemore made a whole album of music like this, then I would not care if he won a Grammy.
Probably the most misleading lead single to an album ever, because the rest of the album had sounded nothing like it. I got the one for you.
Follow me. Ooh, it's too real. I don't need a windshield.
I always forget he had white hair. I
can't be on the wheels. I love a deal. Quick to the LA, tiptoe on the street like
this. Kind of just turned into a Macklemore palooza.
Yeah, well, whatever, dude. What the fuck else is there to say? Carlos, tackle Ben, bro. I want to hear your thoughts on this song.
The man.
I'm going to give this album like a 2.
Yeah.
Because it still sounds cohesive, but like it's corny as fuck, and I liked one or two songs.
Man, where do I fucking start with this? Yeah, y'all recommended, like, I listened to DJ Premier, the Hero song. That was the first one I got to. Because, like, I looked at these features, so then I was like, how the fuck does he fit in with this?
Our resident old head, Carlos.
So I decided to check it out and shit. And, yeah, I'm going to sound like an old head. You know, I'm going to be on my preachy type shit. You know, and you might want to add in bleeps to this, Brain. I'm about to say some.
You better say some racial slurs.
Don't worry. I'll beat the white racist allegations with Boy Genius. But for this, I
oh
have to make an
God.
Exception. The thing with this, man. When I listen to Heroes and shit, if I were to put in the background, sure, yeah, I could sort of enjoy it. If, like, I'm listening to a bunch of lyrical schmiracle, it wouldn't sound good, but, you know, like, if I don't pay attention to lyrics, it's not, like, the worst song imaginable. But when we take into hip-hop to account, we think about, like, how, let's say, I mean, Tupac is a bit very complex when you think about it. Like, let's just say Biggie, for, like, to put it more simple. With his messages, yeah, he was talking about, you know, selling crack and shit, kind of like somewhat helping damage his area and shit. But when you get to the silver lining of like what he was trying to do for, you know, his daughter, his mom, you know, his girlfriend at the time, and just overall the generations that come after him, You know, it's a very inspiring story about how someone can be able to get out of that horrible ass situation, right? And that's what hip hop is to me. You know, it's a very, it's an inspirational thing.
Even when Danny Brown says, "I'm gonna split that Red Sea."
Hey, it's a come up story, you know what I'm saying? But
that's true. Danny
it's
Brown
a going down
Danny,
story.
Danny Brown does have a also a very inspiring story as well. But I just mean like,
no,
even would, like when you listen to goofy shit like that.
Yeah,
too,
you
though.
Have a good point on that. Because then I think about White Lines on Atrocity Exhibition. But yeah, that's how I see a hip hop as. So for Macklemore to be having, like, he has overall. It's been shown he has a decent knowledge on hip hop. You know, he knows, you know, the KRS-One's, Melly Mel's. Yeah, yeah. For what I just said about hip hop, for his cracker ass, honky ass to really belittle the message to just, yeah, you know, I live a white privileged safe life. So my honky ass just loves all these gangster rappers. Like, there's not a Tribe Called Quest, a De La Soul, Souls of Mischief. So for his white privileged ass to fucking be saying that corny ass shit, his cracker ass, it's just...
I hate this. Especially after having DJ Premier on there, like DJ Premier...
Like, bro, it just sounds like a 90s rich white kid who just listened to fucking Tupac and just belittled the message to just fucking that.
I'm gonna study my educational prowess, Tupac opens the door. Hey, yo, what's up, bro?
Like, the fucking... Here's the thing about Macklemore's flow and shit. His flow, to me... All right, so when I got it's into perfect. Macklemore, like, through the Versus EP, you know, it was inspirational, kind of. You know, he was talking about his drug addictions, and I'll never knock him for that, of course, but his flow was never the best, but the songs kind of remind me on, like, some Brother Ali type shit of how, like, spiritual and, like, insightful his projects could be. But the flow was just something that never caught my attention.
For me, it's not really his flow, it's just the content on here is, like...
It's just
almost unbearable at times, but also hilarious.
Like, it's so fucking contradictory because, like, through the fucking... Oh, I skipped the whole pop shit. The shit with that, like, yeah, I'll just... Yeah, big surprise. I did not like the pop shit. It was the most corniest thing I've ever heard in so long.
That song is not good.
Each song remind me of, like, a fucking Target commercial.
And that's
shit.
A good thing. Target is superior, far superior to Walmart.
The fucking pop songs, each song I was just expecting to hear, come here and get this on $5.99 type shit, man. Like, this shit was so
Kids
fucking...
Kids Bop 35.
Macklemore.
Yeah, this is what this was.
Introducing Macklemore's man.
This sounded like a Kids Bop artist and shit just grew up and he decided to get on the beat, man. This shit was
like
so
Maddie,
corny.
What is it?
Maddie B.
Rap?
Oh, shit. The pop shit was just really annoying and just unbearable. But the rapping shit is where I just got so fucking annoyed because you just talked about how this inspirational story, you don't need anyone but your family. And I had to hear all the corniness from that only for you to just abandon it. So it's like, damn, I just went through all that pain for nothing. Like, you're still just on I Need is probably my least favorite rap song I've ever heard. It is so fucking, I need bitches, I need lean. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up, man.
That's
God damn. Like,
yeah, it's just like, it's just a very, it's a very,
I need something like a, that
view.
Sounded like a Macklemore, it sounded like a Tom McDonald song.
Bag of good weed. Yeah.
It was like, let me show you what hip hop's really about.
Yeah, it's like,
drugs
it's
and violence.
Very ignorant view on what hip hop looks like to white people.
Yeah,
and it's like, we know you know this is not hip hop.
But I wonder if he made this in a, because he's a married man, he has children. I wonder if he made it in a,
like, he knows
in a mockery
shit.
Way. Like, he did it to be, I don't know if funny is the word, but, like, to be redundant or ironic is, like, his like, I don't know. You kind of think about it like people that make, like, a mockery of stuff. But it feels like a little too professional of a setting for you to be making a mockery out of mumble rap.
Yeah.
Especially this late in your career, bro.
It's too pretentious.
Yeah. And I get it. When I was a kid and I thought 1984 by J. Cole was so tough... That song corny as fuck, and yes, he was right, but like, it's giving the J. Cole effect. It's giving, like, I don't know, I'm an OG in this game, and I don't know if anybody would necessarily call Macklemore an OG, but believe what you want, I guess.
Damn, no track I like. Morey the God himself couldn't save this.
Yes,
game,
he could,
man.
He did.
Like,
shout out Morey.
Well, I did feel the soul from his beautiful voice the minute I
praise
hear
him.
Fucking Macklemore talking and shit. it's just, it already takes me out so fucking quick, man. Like, yeah, man, this is, I'm trying to think, like, no, this isn't as bad as MGK, but it's right under it. Like, I think this album has put me back to my metal phase.
Oh boy.
Like, this shit, man.
I would definitely listen to Tickets to My Downfall before I listen to this album.
Wait, is that the first one?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Tickets to My
Dude, we both enjoyed that album.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No, I know.
Okay, I thought you were about to say, Ben's Ben's ringing a horn that I want to listen to.
I thought you were talking about,
Yeah, like, this album makes me want to give Tickets to My Downfall a chance.
Oh, my God. Yeah, bro, I don't know. Macklemore tricked the fuck out of us. That was the biggest comment in the world. I just wonder what it was about that time that was so cool that it isn't now. Because people our age
were
liking Macklemore.
Nostalgic.
Yeah, but people our age were liking it too back then.
I mean, he was refreshing. He was definitely refreshing. I mean, there wasn't really...
Because he was white? For you? That's why he was refreshing? You were like, I miss Eminem.
I mean, he didn't really start getting shit on until the Grammys. Because then they were like, oh, okay. Hip-hop was all right.
All right, we did this.
And then the Grammys came around.
This unruly mess we made.
Yeah.
Shout out, Mac.
And, like, that's not even his fault necessarily. But at the same time, like, I don't know. It's hard. Like, I get it. You know, like, I can understand where it's like, well, do I
sympathizer,
like,
white sympathizer?
Do I accept this award, you know, because I put in all this work to, you know, make this music? Or do I also sit down and, like, you know, let these people walk all over me? And so, like, on one hand, it's like, yeah, like, I'm sure that was awkward. But at the same time, like, you don't have to make he pretty much made the rest of his entire career about that. White privilege three, white privilege, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You know, and now this, where it's like, bro, you don't need to make everything so preachy anymore, bro. Like, just, if you want to keep making your simple pop music, just keep making your simple pop music, you know?
It was working for him. Gemini was a hit.
Yeah, he hits on there. And I'm sure maybe one of these songs will blow up, maybe.
Except Marmalade was on there. Shout out Yachty, but come on, man. God.
Who would listen to this other than maybe fucking.
Oh, dude, white people are, I'm
white
sure
people,
they're eating
dude,
this
1984
shit up.
Is a hit. But I'm sure of it.
Already?
I don't fucking know.
How about
know,
No Bad Days? Let's make that one a hit, yeah?
Dude, White People. 1984 is not bad. I don't really know what it is about that song that you can't stand that was different from the other one.
His singing is horrible.
Like,
his singing is dog shit. Okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you. This is an example of a pretty cool Mac.
This is real.
Oh my God, he's on the Fuck Donald Trump remix. I forgot about that.
What?
Yeah.
G-Eazy and Macklemore.
R.I.P. Oh, I fucking wish I had headphones on right now. No
fucking way.
Yeah, we're
gonna play that. Where is
bro,
that? Where can I find that?
Why did he put white guys on it? Probably because they were like, yeah, we hate the police too.
You try
forgot about that,
you
bro.
Try to
Donald
find some
Trump
white allies.
FTD part two. Funny.
That was wild, bro. When did he drop this?
This is the activation of the emergency
2016.
2016.
How did he make it this far? How the fuck did it begin? A Trump rally sounds like Hitler.
Yeah, Gerald. Tell him, Gerald. Tell him.
Now I'm going in. I'm just saying what's real. Don't give a fuck who I've been. Because it's got to be said. It's
got
to be said. It's off
got
the top
to, Gerald.
Like a toupee on Donald Trump's head. Yeah. This man's not peaceful. Racism's evil. This man hates Muslims. That's a billion fucking people. If truth
damn.
Be told, Donald
he is kind of spitting.
Young Gerald, so you know who said it. And Ivanka could get it straight up. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck
bro,
Trump.
He said Ivanka could get it.
Oh my God.
Oh my fucking
yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
Where's Macklemore?
Second. Nah. We protest when we see the tour bus. Bang, bang. Too scared to get out. That's why the door shut. Bang. Your politics are like a Starburst pack.
Why?
Nobody fucks with the orange one. Banning all Muslims. All right, fool.
This guy.
What if that was the worst bar I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, what was it?
Your politics are like a Starburst pack. Because nobody fucks with the orange ones.
Is that Macklemore who said that?
And he says biatch.
Banning all Muslims. All right, boom.
This guy.
What if we banning all the white banning all Muslims. Boom.
Coats and rifles and killed in the name of Jesus Christ at the high school. How about we stop selling automatic guns? You got rich because your daddy gave you automatic buns. Add it up. You an automatic punk. What it is. Party in the streets when Hillary wins. And she
party in the streets when Hillary wins.
Actually, nah, I'm not going to stay with them. I got an eagle on my arm. I'm a patriot. I'm going to stay right here.
The best part about, I think the best, like maybe not the best part, But the best part about this entire time period was Trump won. All this shit and Trump still won.
Probably the
like,
biggest joke
yeah.
in like, our lifetime.
Yeah, it's good. This shit was so funny, man. And looking back on it, the song was so fucking corny. Like, what the hell? Oh my god, that was crazy. I think Gerald is a good example of staying in your own lane.
Yeah, to his credit. He kind of just kept doing his fucking
yeah.
slick back, you know, gel hair.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of just
What's kind of weird about Gerald, though, is he was like, but you know what? I'm still from the Bay, so listen to this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, and then he'll and fucking were, make a Bay Area
yeah,
anthem.
And they were like, okay, sure. Sure, Gerald. What? Go ahead, bro. Because yeah. it's the hardest song you've ever fucking heard in, like, what's the one with Shooter Gang, Coney?
Oh, now and
now
next.
Or, now or later? Or now,
now
yeah.
or, yeah.
I'm going to silence. But if Oscar talked, they'll say, G, you're piling. Gun up in this bitch and I'm throwing up my set. Told him how the ice is too much water on my neck. Bitch, I got now later and I got next.
In West Coast, some of the hardest West Coast songs I've ever fucking heard in my life are by G-Eazy. And it's like, damn, bro. Bro is in the streets.
Yeah, that's the thing about G-Eazy. Although he is also like Macklemore extremely corny. At least like he's not like, he's corny, but he's not offensive.
Yeah.
He laid the blueprint for Harlow.
He did. Oh,
like, as holy corny shit. As he kind of, without him, well, I mean, I'm sure
I mean,
we would
Jack Harlow is still making music.
We would have gotten someone like Jack Harlow eventually, but like, G-Eazy kind of made it. He made it possible.
He made it possible for people like Braden. I don't know. I don't know what to think about this, but I hope that Macklemore doesn't make any more music ever again.
Or music like this.
Yeah. He can go back to making his little thing that he
did.
Yeah,
keep making little poppy boppers.
Yeah, you don't
get Kesha and Skylar Gray back.
Yeah, do this. He's the first person I will say, please do not rap again, please.
Oh. So would you give it, like, what, a zero?
Oh, this is an easy zero.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
That's, like, the fourth zero.
Yeah, let's be throwing out
the
zeros.
The hater. That's what
left
we call
and right, bro.
Lose especially of the whites.
Yeah, bro. Fuck white people.
As said, I also give it a zero. I'm kidding. No, I give it like a. I'll give it a two. I yeah. saved one song, and it made me laugh. This reminded. This is like the funniest, like hilarious. Well,
like I don't want to
phrase hilarity or like
hilariosity.
Hilariosity. This is like
crazy
the most
word.
Hilariosity album since YBN Demir's.
Yeah. That's
album.
The thing, like, despite me giving it a zero, it's like, if you put on, like, a scale, MGK annoys the shit out of me. If I'm around y'all and we play this in the car just fucking around, I can laugh and shit, because, like, No Bad Day is the fucking hook to that.
I like, think that
is good.
Dude, 1984 had a better hook than No Bad Days.
You're, wow.
No, dude, 1984 was not that bad. Oh my god.
Bro,
in the grand scheme of things,
if someone else sing it, I would have liked it, but he fucking
in the grand
it.
Scheme of
horribly.
Things, it wasn't the worst
oh,
thing
yeah,
I've
that,
ever heard.
1984, yeah, that one was bad. The
Carlos,
way he was just
be on my side.
Like, can if you're talking about like enjoying light. The car, maybe, but it's just like when he's like started like doing his own singing.
Dude, that
shit.
That song gave David Bowie a run for his money.
Oh my. Stop. I fucking hate you, Max. Which one's that?
1980s. No.
The one where he's doing like that weird accent.
We're done, bro.
Listen, guys.
Oh, is it when you start singing like a Disney character or some
you
shit?
Know how people are like, they're like, I don't know. Like, you can see someone who's making like a mockery of retro music or any of that like starry sounding music. And they're like, David Bowie died for this. But like, David Bowie died for this. Not derogatory. I'd like to think that Macklemore's the second coming of David Bowie.
All love to you, but fuck you, man.
There's a star, man.
I couldn't think of any other better way to end this episode than with that.
You just like
right
broke.
There.
You just broke my heart
and
in like several
be
pieces, man.
All right.
Max fucking sucks.
You'll see the vision soon enough.
Thanks for coming to our Macklemore Palooza.
Yeah, thanks for coming to Macklemore Hour.
Mac yeah. Hour.
Despite
Mackin' on my Macklemore.
Despite
music.
The shit we talk, we are aware he's a cool dude. This is strictly about the music, so
I have lots of memories to your music, although I don't like it anymore. But you're not gonna listen to this.
Nothing
really
but well
shit.
Wishes, bro.
Nothing but well wishes. I love your clothing line. It's pretty fucking tight. Anyway, thank you for being the predecessor of David Bowie. Because I know David Bowie can die peacefully now.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Goodbye, Macklemore.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to 808s and Cold Takes.